Anthony read from Romans 1, the great statement that the just shall live by faith. This being the Sunday that is often used as a celebration for Reformation Sunday, and we'll talk about that a little later. But what it commemorates is the day in 1517 when Martin Luther posted his 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Castle. And those theses were criticisms of the church, the Catholic Church at the time. In three of the theses, I'm going to read three of them this morning, three of his statements, he said this: when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. It's a great statement. Means that we are turning away from sin and turning toward God in all of our lives. This word, he says, cannot be understood as referring to the sacrament of penance, that is, confession and satisfaction as administered by the clergy. And thirdly, yet it does not mean solely inner repentance. Such inner repentance is worthless unless it produces various outward mortification of the flesh. What Luther is saying here is that repentance is not penance. Those two words sound alike, but they mean two very different things. Penance is to pay a penalty for something you've done. Repentance is to turn away from something you've done. We are called to repent, to turn away from those things that we have done wrong, to confess our sins so that we might turn away from them. Penance is paying the penalty for what we did. We don't pay that. It was paid in Christ, totally and completely. So we don't worry about penance. But today we repent. We repent of our sins. We turn away from them. And as Luther said, Christ willed that the entire life of believers be one of repentance. So let's pray in repentance of our sins, confessing them, turning away from them. And let's then confess the sins of our nation and pray for it as we come upon this election season. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we owe you no penance. That you paid it all completely and freely on the cross. The penalty for sin has been finished. And so this morning, in light of that, Lord Jesus, we confess our weaknesses, our failures, our sins, our acts of rebellion against you in this last week and throughout our lives. And we turn away from the wickedness in our own hearts. We turn toward you. We confess your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, may our whole lives be lives of repentance in which we turn away from sin and turn toward you. Lord, we pray for our nation. Pray that as a people we would repent. That we as a people would turn away from our wickedness. We confess our sins of idolatry, of greed, of recklessness, of selfishness, and turn away from those and turn toward you. Knowing that you are a good and merciful God. Bless us today, Lord Jesus, for the sake of our Lord, for your sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.